Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the zinging and flinging in the political media. Today's topic, the new dominoes. In the last episode, I talked about how nearly everything said by the administration about Iraq is about public opinion and not actually about the prosecution of the war itself. That reflects neoconservative thinking about Vietnam. Their presumption is that if we had just kept going and going and going in Vietnam, that victory would have been obvious and inevitable, and that it was only the moral weakness of the anti-war crowd that denied the U.S. of that obvious victory. Bush's rhetoric in Iraq reflects the same presumption of obvious inevitable victory. It's just a matter of doing the hard work. It also reflects the same presumption of cascading consequences. In Korea and Vietnam, it was the domino theory, that if these countries fell, other countries would topple one after another until the U.S. would have to face the whole world. In Iraq, the presumption is more direct. They would become a launching point of terror attacks against the United States. The flaw in this logic is that American public opinion didn't turn against Vietnam over any great loss of disdain for communism, but the realization that it was a pointless waste of lives and money against communism. Similarly, there is a growing realization that the opportunity to make Iraq a place where American flags were waved rather than burned and stomped on, if that opportunity ever actually existed, is irretrievably gone, and that keeping our troops there year after year in the future is not going to bring it back. But hearten up. Communism managed to fall anyway. The dominoes of world events are never as actually lined up as the speechwriters would have it portrayed. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.